If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague.
High fly ball. Does it have the length? Harper is just staring. It's gone! A rainmaker, Cal Raleigh. And the Mariners hang up 5 spot in the first inning.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
On a 3-2.
Smokes. Drill.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello, happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
Good morning, Andy.
Hello, Brandon. How are you? Did we wear the same?
What do you mean?
What are we talking about?
We're not wearing the same anything.
No, we're not wearing the same hat at all. We definitely did not wear the same
hat. There's another droid you're looking for.
And today, and you're going to be the brave soul who lets his hair fly on YouTube all morning because you don't want to wear the same hat. We're just Timber P1s. What can we say?
I saw the hat. It was the quickest hat to grab. I'm like, he's going to wear this hat today. I know it.
It's one of the downsides when somebody brings us in hats, because it's the only hat I believe that we have that's the same. Or no, our Sheep Ranch hat. We both have the Sheep Ranch hat.
I can't wear that one anymore. Why? I don't know what it's from. Mm. The color is weird.
Starting to change a little bit.
I have a gold stain, and it happened like relatively quickly after we got back from that trip. So I don't wear it.
Can't clean it off. Can't get it off.
I've bleached it. Man. I've washed it. That's love that hat.
It's a good looking hat. I love that logo.
I can't wear it.
The Sheep Ranch logo with the sheep. What do they call those things? Hook. The staff. What do they carry around? What's the word I'm looking for?
Ooh.
What's that? You don't even know.
I know what you're talking about. No.
Yes. What
you're
is
talking
it?
About, yeah, the shepherd carries the herder. That big staff. I don't know if there's a particular name.
Looks like Gandalf
for it.
Out there. He's got it carrying it around. Is it like a cane? Big cane?
It's a crook.
A crook.
It's a shepherd's crook.
The Sheep Ranch and the crook logo. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's a good look.
I love that hat.
Yeah. I know we have those two the same. Other than that, I feel like that's all we got.
We have a Giants hat.
Do we have? Oh. Giants hat.
Yeah.
You have a Giants hat?
I have like 30 hats you've never seen. Because,
really?
Yeah.
You got a San Francisco Giants hat in your closet?
I did. Yeah. I tell you this. I love the Braves. I used to also root for the Giants because I loved Barry Bonds.
I mean, who didn't love Barry Bonds?
And I was a Niner fan, so I was like, this is kind of cool. They got a baseball team,
Keep
too.
It natural in the stadium. They're playing in the same stadium.
I largely never really cared about the Giants because when I was a Braves fan, they were terrible.
Right.
They weren't really a threat, so it was like, oh, it's the lovable NL team who sucks.
They're not harming anybody.
But when I worked at Just Sports, I got like a 45% discount. So
you start grabbing hats left and right.
I have a black and gold Dodger hat.
That's, yeah, okay. Yeah, you got a big hat collection.
I have a lot of hats.
You've held on to them all these years later because that was a long time ago.
It feels...
Because I used to have a lot more hats in my repertoire, and then as time went on, I'm like, I'm not going to wear that one ever again. I've slowly started to dwindle, although my hat collection is still pretty big.
Well, it's one thing to like have a really beaten down dad hat and get rid of it.
Right.
These are all fitted hats
that you never
that
really
don't
wore.
Really have a lot of wear and I have like a really cool kick-ass Trident Mariners hat that's blue and white.
Ooh.
Like I have all these random colorized hats I don't wear any of them. One, because they don't fit me anymore.
No, your head shape has changed.
It's just an odd Yeah, I got a weird head. The size of fitted hats I have to wear is weird. It's between a fourth and an eighth. It's a really weird size.
They don't make a size for us.
They really don't.
What happened to the in-between sizes, man? Help me out here.
So I don't know what to do with them because I'm not also going to sell them.
Yeah, you don't sell them. Then you're just throwing them away or you're taking them to a Goodwill.
And they're sitting in a bag right now in my closet. I never open it.
Yeah, hold on to them. You never know if one of those becomes iconic. Maybe it becomes worth a lot of money 50 years from now when you're on your deathbed and you're selling a Trident Mariner hat because they got rid of that logo 40 years ago.
That item for me would be the Edgar Martinez bat lamp bobblehead night doll that I still
tickle
have.
Me intrigued. Edgar Martinez bat lamp.
I went to an Angels game a few years back, and it just I didn't know at all it was happening. It was Edgar Martinez bat lamp.
He just happened to be there.
He's standing Beautiful. Holding a bat, and it's a lamp, and it was bobblehead.
Perfect.
So I got one. I never opened it, and I'm like, what if this is worth something to me?
Right, right.
It's not. No. It's worth like $4 on eBay.
Yeah, you're not going to get any money
I
out
might
of
as well
it.
Just give it to a Mariner fan who would actually want it because I haven't put it out. It's still sitting in its box.
Got to admit, that's a pretty cool thing to grab as a freebie at a baseball game. I also love
really
the
cool.
idea of being at a game where you're not a fan of the team, but it's the giveaway that night, and you're like, yeah, why not? I'll
Hell
take
yeah.
this. Dude, I'll take the Edgar Martinez bat lamp.
So that goes back to the Padre game I was at. I was in a conundrum. I wanted to get something to commemorate that I went to the game.
Right.
But I didn't want to get like overly obvious big Padre thing. Not that I hate the Padres. They kind of own my team right now, and that's frustrating. But so the night we went, you know what night it was? It was Filipino Padre night.
Ooh.
And they have the most kick-ass bomber Letterman-style Filipino Padre jacket.
Ooh, I bet it's badass.
It's blue silky, so it's really shiny blue, like a royal blue. It's got the Filipino flag. It's got, I think it has an SD somewhere on the side. It's got another patch on the, it just looked awesome.
That's a good-looking jacket.
That sounded like a spendy
item. Are you Google
item,
imaging
I just Googled image it. It is a good-looking jacket.
Everybody was wearing it. Yeah. I was like, dude, I
Light
kinda
blue.
Buy this. I think it was $180.
Yeah, it's pretty spendy.
They sold a ton of them, dude.
That's pretty spendy. What's the most you're willing to spend on a jacket? Because I have that a lot, mainly just with like, you'll go down every like Saturday. I'm down in Eugene. We have to walk by from where we park to where we do the show from. There's a duck store that I walk by, and of course I'm always there early because you're worried about not getting there on time.
Oh yeah.
And so I got like 40 minutes to kill, and so it's like, all right, let's go pop in here. And every day I look at every time I'm down there, and it's always like, man, that jacket is awesome, but it is $179.99, and I'm not willing to spend $180 on a jacket. I just can't do it.
So what's the price?
I don't know. I think if you get me down below $100, I'll at least listen and be intrigued by it. But then usually the quality of the jacket's not quite the same. Like, they have this home field jacket that is basically, think of a starter jacket from 1996.
And
it's that with the UO logo, and it's the green and yellow, and it's the coolest looking jacket I've ever seen. But it's a little puffy, so I question how often am I actually going to wear like a big puffy jacket?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem super convenient, and it's also $180.
Yeah, there's a Beaver one on that same website that I love. It's got the, you know, the early 2000s, late 90s Benny.
Benny, the old school Benny.
I like that Benny. It doesn't have to be like the 60s one. It can be that one.
That's a good looking Benny.
And it's like broken up into orange, black with a little white, and it's got the beavers on it. And I'm like, I like it.
Right.
I also, like, it seems like it's a really loud jacket to like wear.
You're going to be swishing around when you're walking.
No, like, you're just going to see me every time and go, it's a big beaver fan right there.
Look at that big beaver fan.
And, like, I'm whatever, but it's just, like, it's a little loud. I'm like, I'm going to wear that jacket, like, twice a year.
How often am I actually going to wear it?
It's just, it's a little too loud for my, I'm going to be 40 in December.
Yeah.
Now, 13-year-old me would have rocked the living hell out of that thing.
Wear that thing everywhere you go.
40-year-old me is like,
it's a good call.
I wear it twice a year.
I bought a Niner one years ago that's very similar. It was like basically we came out with starter jackets again. Buy the Niner one, and I bought the 49er one, and I have probably worn it less than 10 times.
Yeah. How much was it?
Expensive.
Just give me the number.
It was 110 somewhere in there. I mean, it was like
triple digits.
Yeah, triple digit jacket. It was so cool looking, but to your point, it's loud. It's white. It's puffy.
I don't mind loud clothes, but I have a hard time buying really expensive ones that I'm not going to wear very often.
I just don't also wear puffy jackets very often.
Yeah.
I'm an indoor cat, man.
That's fair.
I'm domesticated. That's not totally outside. House to car, car to work, work to car. In the wintertime, that's about it.
Well,
I'm not living up on Timberline.
Would you rather buy a really throwback, kind of loud, cool ass Giants or Ducks jacket for $179,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather buy sex for $140?
I mean, are there photos available before I book the sex?
Well, I assume there's a website.
It has to be a website,
scan,
right?
You
could choose a person.
Darla.
Darla, can I have cinnamon? Well,
you got to go to a trailer park for that. So I don't know if that changes.
Well, can I ask you guys this real quick on the price point of stuff?
Has anybody ever been more desperate for sex in their life than Jed York was in East Palestine, Ohio?
Absolutely, yes.
$140 hooker?
Didn't they find like a dead person in Pompeii that was like having sex with a bale of hay or something?
I don't know. Humping a bale of hay?
Like, I think there was a really horny person in Pompeii when everything happened.
Just bumping and grinding on a hay bale.
I will not die before doing this one more time. I will feel this one more time.
One more time. A bale of hay.
I swear I could. I read that once. I'm like, hey, he went out bang. He went out with a bang.
There's worse ways to go out.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
Yeah, bale of hay, you know. I've never tried the bale of hay before. Well, I got to give that one a shot.
So here is my question.
Jeez, Pete.
These jackets we're mentioning, once upon a time, these were like $40 jackets.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there was a reason I had a starter jacket.
Right.
You had other people had starter jackets.
Every kid had a starter jacket in our generation.
It was in a wheelhouse.
You had to, yes.
A wheelhouse. Even if you weren't rich, you could afford it. Now, they're like, yo, we know we're on to you. You like that we have the old school stuff.
It's $1.75.
Yeah, we're raising this to almost $2. Let's test your fandom.
You want it for nostalgia purposes. It'll make you feel like a kid again.
So Swag would have to do the math. Whatever that $40 to $180 is in inflation rate increase, you have to admit, no matter the jokes you make, the fact that sex with a human is still $140 is kind
of
crazy from the inflation standpoint.
It's a hell of a deal.
I would have thought at a minimum that was $350.
I mean, you would assume,
unless
right?
he is scraping the bottom barrel of the industry.
I mean, I tend to believe if you're in a trailer park in East Palestine, Ohio, I think that's about as bottom of the barrel as you can get.
But did he know it was going to be a trailer park when he signed up?
Is there a lower portion of the barrel?
Did he come to the editors go, ah, damn, a mobile ranch?
I mean, look, I myself have never paid for a hooker before, so I don't have experience in this category. However, if I ever got to that low point in life, I feel like there would be the thought of, can you trust $140?
No.
Like, especially if you're Jed York.
Jed York should be going high end.
Go get yourself
a minimum
$10,000 girl for the night. Like, what are we doing here?
$140. I don't know.
That's for like a construction worker down the road. Oh, like, I'm just trying to have some fun on my way home.
This is kind of my point. There's still a really good price point for a lot of people that want to pay for sex.
That's great to know out there. People earning money, you know. People have a way to scratch
the rich. I'm not going to hate on the sex work industry. That's what they want to do.
$140, $140,
if that's
man.
The agreement you come upon, $140 for that moment.
Right. Also, if you're extrapolating out the cost per minute, Jed York's not looking like he's, you know, we're not going a long time here.
Oh, that's a $70.
That's, I mean,
you're getting, what are we talking about
that's,
here?
That's over in 5 minutes.
Do you tip?
Five
by
minutes,
the way,
the majority.
I mean, do you tip after? I know you tip, but like, do you tip when it's done?
Again, as somebody who's never done that before, I would care to guess that it would be based on the performance.
Can we find any single listener that's been to a Vegas bunny ranch of some sort and told us?
And did you tip?
Did you tip?
I think a Vegas bunny ranch is going to cost you a lot more than $140.
Well, you don't tip on a dance. Like,
no.
If you get an individual dance, you pay for that dance.
You
tip more?
No. The money, no, I don't think so. I've never tipped on a private dance before.
I've had one private dance my whole life, and she bailed halfway through the song. I got absolutely robbed.
You're not getting a tip.
That was my bachelor party.
I want my money back.
It was also really uncomfortable.
It's very weird.
It's not a judgy thing. It was just like,
lap dances make me feel very uncomfortable.
I'm celebrating about to marry my best friend. and there's a naked girl here. And I don't. It was weird.
Candy's doing work on you.
Yeah, it's body, it's rolling, it's rolling.
Yeah. I'm in love with it, man. It's like I'm kind of looking away.
Welcome Cinnamon to the main stage. Cinnamon.
Dude, I'm not kidding. If you could have recorded my face in that booth, you would have been like, "Did she fart?" Because I was like. That's weird.
This is weird.
And
is
then she bailed, and I was like, you kind of just robbed me. At?
Hey, give me 20 of that 80 back. I want some money back over here.
Right? Song's not over yet.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. I think we were at that club for maybe less than 10 minutes. Like, my buddy was like, dude, I just got my drink. And I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, it's weird. Let's go do something else.
We had a good night, you know?
Yeah, you had fun overall.
Yeah. That was just a really odd position to be in. I was like, this is kind of odd.
Well, I think getting arrested in a trafficking ring probably leads to no tip in that scenario. But had she performed well and everything gone smoothly for Jed York, I'd imagine he'd tip, give $20 on top.
$20?
I mean, it was only $140. $20 on $140. That's not that bad of a percentage.
Jed York strikes me as he has a minimum of hundos in a
role. He doesn't carry 20s.
Yeah, I don't think he has 20s.
No 50s? No 50s for Jed York?
You know what Jed does?
He's got a 50
all hundreds with a $1 on the outside of the band. Yeah,
throw them up.
That's all $1 bills.
I have no money. What are you talking about? They have ones with hundreds underneath. One of the craziest stories in the NFL in a while. Absolutely hilarious.
It's actually funnier than Robert Kraft.
Without a doubt.
Robert Kraft has been kind of like...
massage parlor, rub and tug. Like,
totally
we can picture
it.
Like,
relaxing. It smells great.
People were
the oils they use.
I didn't realize.
A trailer park?
And it's like a 30-minute drive from where his family lives.
I have to ask this question.
So he went 30 minutes out of his way to a trailer park.
And not one time during that drive did he go, this is a big mistake. I shouldn't do this.
What do you think he was saying the whole time to himself?
Oh, I'm so horny.
Oh, yeah, Jed, you bad boy.
Jed, you deserve
you
this.
You natty boy, Jed.
You're the owner of the
You can't hold me down. I'm a peacock, Captain.
I mean, was he listening to music? Was he listening to like an NFL podcast? Third in the division.
What's his pump up music beforehand? Yes. He's just cruising down on Ohio Highway.
I think he pulls a Mr. and
Cindy,
Mrs.
I'm
Dirt.
Coming for ya.
I think he's singing Waiting All Night.
Waiting all day for a hooker tonight.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing.
All right, it's time to drive to East Palestine.
Although if Jed truly was I think me and Jed York are roughly the same age, so he grew up with the team being
God, he's
amazing.
Sub 40.
This probably gave him the hardest of chubs.
He's 46.
Yeah, dude, this is the wheelhouse of Niner dominance.
Yeah, this takes you to a place where they were winning.
My uncle, Super Bowl trophies.
Listen to Pat Summerall calls John Madden. Boom, boom.
Yeah, that's...
tough acting, tough acting.
I tell you, man, my team's either going to way overperform or this whole season's a disaster already.
How long until he blames the substation on messing with his brainwaves and that's what sent him to get a hooker at East Palestine?
Did you see the release?
I mean, it's the facility. It's right there. It's messing with my head.
The press release. This legal matter has been resolved. We will not be commenting at this time. And it's like, you usually say you don't comment when it hasn't been resolved.
Yeah, it's been resolved.
You idiots.
He's the owner of the team.
Yeah.
Care to comment, San Francisco?
It's one of those, like, I'm a fan of the team, and even I think this is hilarious. I hope people are dunking all over this.
He's 46 years old, by the way. I did not know that he had just gotten divorced a couple of months ago.
Oh, I did not know. That did not pop up in my research yesterday.
That was one of the things I saw on Reddit yesterday, that a couple of months ago, this sleuth found out that he got divorced. And so he's, you know, Jed's in a desperate spot right now, clearly, if that's the move you're making.
There was a bunch of, what's the guy that does the SEC coach imitations? Joey something, right?
Molinaro or something. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So you got a bunch of those people out there that they make really good content. I don't remember all their names, and not meant in a disrespectful way. There was one of a guy putting a Niner hat on. And he goes, Kyle Shanahan after tomorrow's practice. answering questions. Like, well... Nobody got hurt.
I mean...
It's good practice today.
Yeah, everybody's
it's
healthy.
Good practice.
We're getting ready for the Rams in Australia. We can't wait. Will Jed be there? No, he will not be there.
I feel for the guy getting divorced. That's got to be tough on everybody involved, but like, I just...
Does that make the story better?
I mean, look...
He didn't technically cheat on his wife. They're divorced. Because that was a part of it, at least at first.
It's just like, how did you get to that point?
Story better.
A trailer park in East Palestine?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been that down low before.
I mean, I haven't either. I'm not trying to like...
Never been to that spot.
It's objectively hilarious.
He's 46, though. He's 5'8", balding, little heavyset. Like, come on, man.
But he's the owner of an NFL franchise.
Let the guy go get some strange in East Palestine.
That guy in North Portland, you feel sorry for.
You know what they call it? They call that boost in the local economy. That's what they call that.
Yeah.
People helping people. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. You know, those lot spaces are not cheap anymore.
No, exactly.
My mom's space is like $900 a month.
She got to pay for that land underneath the RV.
Absolutely.
The trailer. It's
you
not,
don't just have a mortgage. No. You got a lot space.
They're not giving it to you for free. It's
Man.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right. Well, we got a good show today.
It's a hell of a newsy day yesterday.
Go.
I get home and I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got news popping up left and right.
I didn't think anything would be worse than finding out the owner was in a trailer park for some sex and then Shaedon Sharpe's knee popped. And I went, cool.
Cool.
That's our $140 East Palestine.
Is that a bad contract now?
I mean, you could argue it already was.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
Hadn't technically kicked in yet. Now it's kicking in, right? When it kicks in.
My brother-in-law calls me, goes, you think we could trade him to, and I'm like, who? Why? Why would you want him?
We'll see you in March, buddy. Shaedon Sharpe and March Madness. Coming to you.
Coincidentally, never played in college.
I'm really glad that we have all those guards all of a sudden.
I mean, we could talk about. Yeah, we'll get to it today.
Tom Dunn and Joe Cronin, evil geniuses. One of these guys is definitely getting hurt. We're not trading one. Have you seen the durability of our guards? Scoots can't stay healthy. Dame missed last year. Johnson played more than 30
Drew
games in a
like
decade.
6 weeks last
Drew
year.
Drew missed like 6 weeks. Who am I missing?
Denny got hurt too.
Denny got hurt with a back injury. Games. Like, dude, we're not trading anybody away, man.
We got to keep everybody.
These guys are going to fold.
Yeah, not good news yesterday, depending on your fandom, and it hit us. $140, that should be the poll question. $140 for sex, is that about what you thought it cost, or is that less than you thought, more than you thought?
I'll put that poll question up.
We'll put that poll question up. We got a loaded show today. There's a lot to get to. We roll on with the dirty poll. The mail sack, it's a Tuesday, 503-864-6326. Let's get it going next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. The poll question is up this morning.
Are you surprised you can still buy sex for $140 in the year 2026?
I honestly thought that was a two-bill transaction, but I guess depends on the level. So to Jed York's point, it's the right level for him financially.
It's the Winco of adult entertainment. There's got to be a cheap option. There's got to be an affordable. It's the dollar store. There have to be affordable places that you can go. We have different economies right now, okay? Also, my favorite text of the day, and I'm not going to read the name, although know that we love you. One of our P1s texted in, shoot, $140? I'd pay that to my wife to have sex with her right now.
Good Lord.
We are off to an awesome start today.
It's 6:20 a.m. What are we doing?
The kids aren't awake yet. It's all right. We get a little blue in the 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah,
and a good point from Harley. This is a program that used to be one that didn't kink shame. No kink shaming here.
There's no kink shaming.
No kink shaming here.
I didn't think there was any kink shaming going on in that segment.
You do you, Jed. You do you, Jed.
Somebody was like, surely South Park has to do an episode on this, right?
Without a doubt.
Yes. Somebody has to make note or light of this in the comedy space.
What car is he driving to that trailer park to? Because you know it's not. He's not driving a 1997 Honda Civic.
Yeah, but you can't roll in with like a Bentley.
Does he have other cars other than that?
Well, it's a rental car.
Ah.
It has to be a rental car.
What do we think he's renting? He's Jed York. He's not signing off on some.
It has to be like a really nice BMW or Benz SUV.
Would be my guess.
A smaller SUV, not like a really big loaded one.
He's heading home. His family just left him. He's just, you know.
That's tough, man.
Back in his old stomping grounds.
I jokingly asked you yesterday, what would I say on the air if you got busted? But like, I don't even know what I'd say to you.
Like, personally, if I got caught doing it?
I saw you for the first time. You saw somebody you knew for the first time.
You have to just joke about it. You have to. Like, dude, what the hell was that?
You know me. I'm pretty good-natured. Yeah. I like to make fun of myself. I like to joke. I don't know if you would know what to say to me if I got busted in a prostitution sting.
I would just, if you walked into the studio after the first show afterwards, I would probably just look at you and start laughing, to be honest with you. Because I find it hilarious.
John Lynch is rolling into that office laughing?
Without a doubt, they're making fun of him. Swag. Jed, what the hell is the matter with you,
what
dude?
Would you say to me if I rolled in after being busted for a prostitution sting?
I have no idea.
We'd just have awkward silence for a minute. We'd make eye contact, and then I would start giggling, probably.
I'd probably start giggling.
You would, too.
Like, yeah, dude.
Dude, give me the details, man. And I need them now.
It was Tuesday. I was so horny.
My wife left me. I had no other choices.
I'd probably just kind of... Anything you're going to say?
You care to,
The floor is yours. He would tee it up to try to laugh. You would walk in because I'd get here before him and you'd go.
Take that sip of coffee.
How we doing? Any audio? No, thankfully they haven't released that yet.
No, the police call has not been released.
But when it comes out, could you pull it? Because we need to laugh about it.
The best.
I'm crying like a little bitch on the bed.
Let me go. I didn't know.
God, Jed York. I can't believe this happened to my team.
If we get body camera footage of this, this is going to be one of the funniest videos of all time.
Ease the pain of a triple back door.
Yeah. Coming into work.
If we get some cop walking into a trailer and Jed's like half naked and that's the body cam footage, it's going to go triple platinum.
It's definitely going to go triple platinum.
It's not what it looks like.
I don't know if you could have drawn up a worst off-season start to a season than this.
See, this is kind of one for me as
they've dealt with injuries already.
That's the stuff
they're
that matters.
Super old.
This doesn't impact the team at all. It just makes you a punching bag.
Well, we'll get to that in the cafe. There's somebody that actually disagrees with this because what it does is if Patrick or Danny or Isaac Sue, if one of them got busted for this,
yes,
what would we be talking about in the office?
We'd be laughing about it, to be honest with you. Yeah, right. Unless they lost their job. That's not funny.
Well, I wouldn't
I don't want people to lose their job. No. I don't want anybody to get fired. Then it wouldn't be funny. But if you did it and you got arrested, there was like a little mugshot of Patrick Harris soliciting and, you know, he's down in Woodburn over the weekend. Like, dude, Patrick, what are we doing, man? Yeah. Come on now. We would laugh about it. That's where I don't know. I will get to the audio later. But I imagine inside that locker room, they are making joke after joke after joke about this.
Well, also, how many of those guys are basically doing this but at a higher-end value point?
They're probably laughing about
that. You don't
think
these athletes are flying into Dallas for a Cowboy game and hiring the hottest person on Instagram to stay at a hotel?
Yeah, it's a pretty regular thing in professional sports.
Buy them some clothes and a nice dinner, and there you go. Wham, bam, $5,000, man.
The talking points in the locker room are probably all, dude, trailer park, $140? What are we doing,
they
Jed?
Probably expected higher-end is what they would be talking about, right? That's what I would say.
Hire somebody for a weekend. It's going to cost you a lot of money.
Anyways, we'll move on from the Jed York story. I think we've exhausted it enough, at least at this moment. So we got dealt some bad news yesterday from our Blazer fandom perspective.
Yeah, you could say that.
And something else also came out that I really liked, but I'm really bummed to find out. So Rick Adelman passed away not that long ago.
Yes, he did. We talked about it when it happened.
A Blazer legend. And the team is going to wear a throwback Adelman Blazer print. Like, think mid-early 90s Blazer print.
It's an awesome patch on the shoulder.
And it just says Adelman, and it's going to be, it's going to be near the shoulder, right on the collarbone area. And it's going to be on the jersey all season. They'll have a special night in, I think, November, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so, yes.
To commemorate Rick Adelman. And that's an awesome thing for them to do. I don't know if I'm 100% on this, if it's like true 100%, but what I would say is I think it was Holdall. If it's not, I apologize to Casey Holdall.
Don't quote me on this.
But I thought I saw from Holdall that he was like, dude, if there was ever a time to finally bust out these as your City Connects.
What are we doing here?
With the patch. And he goes, I don't believe they are going to do it. They already have decided and it's going to be one of the it might be the Oregon City Connect jersey again. And I just, we already got bad news with Shaedon Sharpe, which we'll talk about in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, would have been a nice palate cleanser today.
But, like, that would have been something to say, hey, this was bad news, but hey, this is some good, you know, counterbalance this year a little bit.
Hey, look at that. We have white keys back, and we got the 1994 Blazer jerseys we're rocking this year.
Well, I love that they're going to give him the love because he deserves it. He was a great coach for us, took us to finals. But
it's also going to piss me off all year because I'm going to see the cool font with the bat. Like, yeah. Not that it's bad font, but it's not the same. It doesn't hit the same.
How do you not just step in and say, we need to make this the thing this year?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't understand why they don't have somebody behind the scenes who can realize so many people in this city want one thing and one thing only. And that's a City Connect jersey.
A title?
Well, that, yeah. But let's also be realistic
here. A great three?
let's be realistic here, okay? Those are out of our control.
Three-point shooting?
You know what all it takes to get a cool jersey is just somebody behind the scenes that goes, you know what we should do? How about we throw it back? You just need one person in the meeting room. Like half of the teams in the NBA at this point are doing that as their City Connect jerseys. And every single time I see them, they're awesome on TV. And yeah. I guarantee you, in every market that they're doing them, they're selling like hotcakes. And our
this one would sell out.
Big brain idea behind the scenes is let's do non-team colors and have Oregon on it, or let's do PDX carpet jerseys.
Which is also non-team colors.
With a floor that doesn't match, and it's the dumbest looking thing in the NBA.
Well, there's no room for an extra floor.
No, we don't.
Know?
We just put a fire floor in there.
$4 billion franchise can't afford an office big enough to hold.
No, God forbid.
NBA flooring broken up into tiles.
Jody spares no expense. But it's going to piss me off all year because you're going to see the home jerseys. Where I think they're doing it obviously for all the jerseys.
Yeah.
And you're going to see the awesome font with
they
the backdrop of the color.
Black.
And it looks great. And then you're not going to get to be able to enjoy that as a jersey. I don't understand why this is so complicated.
You told me about the Shaedon injury. I don't know if you know that, but when you text that, I was...
I talked to about 10 GMs yesterday to confirm the news. I was just perusing around,
what
making
they
sure. They all confirmed it. My sources have confirmed that, yeah, indeed, a torn meniscus for Shaedon Sharpe.
I text two coaches in the Eastern Conference, and I said, what do you think this does for trade value?
Yeah.
And they responded pretty quickly and said, I don't think he's very tradable right now. They're going to need at least to see 20-plus games. So we're looking at probably next year's trade deadline as a potential launch point.
That's all right. We're good with kicking the can down the road.
And, you know, I text them back and I said, you know, would your teams consider it? And they say, well, we're a pretty high-level contender, but I think we'd consider it. So bear that in mind in the future of potentially being traded.
What an absolute swift kick to the balls yesterday.
That sucked.
It's one thing, too.
That was
such
awful news.
An off-season injury, you never want them to happen. But let's say this. Like, when did we stop playing in Portland? Was it end of April? Like, when did our postseason run come to an end?
Oh, yeah, I think
end of April, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Let's just say this happens at the end of May. Right, and you get that news. It still sucks, but you're back sometime in the beginning of the year, and you got to recover and recoup from that.
It still would have been devastating.
It's the double whammy of it's the same thing that Scoot went through last year. It's at the end of the offseason.
This was a private workout, by the way, not a team.
When do they report for camp? How far away from that are
5 weeks from today.
5 weeks from today.
And most of them are actually already here.
They're just hanging out, working out.
At the facility, scrimmaging and practicing and working. This was individual work, and he just tore his meniscus.
And now you're going to be without one of your young players who was going into the first year of a $90 million contract extension, and he's not going to play until March.
Well, and that's the other part is, like, I might have – if you've listened to us, you know, you may not agree with all the Blazer takes we have. Some people hate our Blazer takes, and that's okay. But
yeah.
I've pivoted off the baby Kobe thing. I think you kind of are what you are at this point, and he's a – non-hyper competitive athletic freak who is capable of having great nights but never going to consistently give it to you type player to me.
No.
I think you had a lot of people going into the season with the idea, new coach, hey, here we go, you're 5 for him, right? You're 5.
This is year 5, yeah.
You know, all this that, like, I still think there was crazy. A decent amount of belief from a lot of the fan base, even if you think that's ridiculous. There was, and you'll still get some of those people that when he comes back at the end of next season or the beginning of next year, they're still going to, he's going to pop this year, year 6 year.
Right.
But like,
he's only 23 years old.
Yeah,
give him time.
He's only 25. Yeah. You know, there's still that opinion out there. That's devastating to every opinion about him.
Yeah.
No matter what side of the fence you sit on with Shaedon Sharpe, just devastating news. I would assume you're going to go get a guy. You have to.
I know. Well, that's why we got all the other guards on the roster. We're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt really awful for him. But also, like, I didn't know how he was going to fit in the scheme of stuff. I was on with Richmond a couple weeks ago, and he was like, I think he gave me an over-under of minutes played, and I'm like,
He averaged last year 29 minutes a game.
Well, what he averaged in the play? Look up the playoff numbers, because you it's under 10.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was.
He played 4 minutes in one of those games.
He averaged in the San Antonio series 13 minutes a game.
That's.
13 minutes a game. 10 points, 9 points, 4, 8, 5.
So he averaged 16 less minutes than the regular season when they played in the playoffs.
Shot 27% from three, 7 points per game. The season ended horribly for him, which made this year all the more compelling, because was that a Tiago Splitter thing? Is that just a Shaden Sharp thing behind the scenes, no matter who the coach is?
Yeah.
Because he had the similar stuff with Chauncey. Could Mike Anori get more out of him? And now the saddest part about it for me is just simply that at some point a label is going to stick, and that label for him is he's not available. This has been the story of his entire career. And you're not going to play 82 games a year, 5-6 straight years in the NBA anymore. That's not the league that we live in anymore.
Yeah.
But he is now to the point where you look at him and you say, all right, year one, 80 games. What happened the next year? 32. Hey, he bounced back 72 games. Look at that. Okay. Down to 50 last year. Mm-hmm. And now this year, if he's back at the end of February, March, how many games are we looking at?
I think you're lucky.
25.
25?
I think they're gonna slow play that.
We did that with Scoot last year. It was like, he'll be back by Thanksgiving. He'll be back by Christmas. He'll be back by New Year. He'll be back by Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Like he's not going to be around till March. You're playing maybe 20 games this year if you're lucky. And so that'd be back-to-back years where he played 50 and 20 games. And so we can have people push back on that narrative all you want. He's not available regularly, and that is a problem.
I also find it very – what I would add to that, because I think you nailed it, I'd also add, like, even when he's available, he's not very available.
No.
What Shaden do we have today?
Is he the good Shaden?
Is he play hard Shaden? Is he care Shaden? Is he nonchalant Shaden? Like,
right.
Fair or unfair, that's just kind of the reality of what we've watched.
Glad we didn't trade that pick.
Well, you can make an argument – that's why you should have traded him this summer, because he played 5 minutes in a playoff game and you somehow were like, yeah, let's keep rolling it back.
The value of those top 10 picks better than OG Anunoby.
Yeah, according to this franchise. We'll get into more of that in the 8 a.m. hour. There was somebody yesterday that gave a couple thoughts on the Trailblazers, and very interesting thoughts nonetheless. So we'll get to that coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. Cafe Day, Dirt and Sprague at the top of the hour. We're back with reliving the greatest moment of your life but being pissed by it. I'll tell you what I'm talking about next on 105.1 The Fan.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
We'll open up the cafe coming up at the top of the hour. Oh, Swag, big news locally. Did you see the big local news? You might be interested.
Which big local news is that?
We got a big cougar sighting in the Wilkes neighborhood. You might want to get out of here and jump on that right now.
Nah, I've been down that road.
We want your pee.
Jed will be in line first.
He's heading over there right now.
I'm good.
Jump on your PJ, Jed. We got some cougs for you out here.
We've got breaking college football news. Swag, if you want to hit the sounder there.
What happened?
It's huge, man.
What is going on?
Some would be stunned by this news.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, where the hell is it?
I got it. Hold on.
It's in one of the first pages.
There we go.
We're going to talk with Parker Thune
yes.
coming up in the second hour, according to Pete Thamel. TH guys out there everywhere.
Where's Tom Thibodeau when you need him?
Vanderbilt senior Blaze Berlowitz will start at quarterback over five-star freshman Jared Curtis.
Blaze Berlowitz? Is that what you said?
How is that a name?
Who is Blaze? I've never heard of Blaze Berlowitz before.
Well, he's the senior
Has
quarterback.
Has he always
for Vandy?
Been at Vanderbilt, or did he transfer in? Let's find out more about Blaze Berlowitz.
They play Austin Peay on September 5th, so they're probably going to do the slow play. We'll be like, you know, 4-4, and then we'll turn it over to Jared Curtis, let him take his lumps along the way, or he'll just truly sit the first year, which good for him.
It's interesting. We've seen two different teams in the SEC make different calls. Tennessee decided to go with their true freshman quarterback yesterday, and everybody's raving about him, and we'll see how his year ends up going. And Vanderbilt, Jared Curtis was the number one quarterback in the country. Not that that means everything, because you got to go prove it in college. That was just the ranking coming out of high school. And they've made the decision to sit in for a bit. Berlowitz, looks like he was also at New Mexico State, did not play at all in 2024, and 2025 was the Vanderbilt backup. So he, I don't know when he transferred to Vanderbilt, whether it was last year or 2024, but he's a senior. He has attempted in his career. He's a senior in college football. He has attempted 36 passes.
So I was going to ESPN yesterday perusing, and something caught my eye, a story I didn't expect to catch my eye. And I went, I don't know why I have to read this, but I read it. Do you remember the 2002 Super Bowl?
So Rams and Pats? Was that 2002?
Nope.
Who was the next year? The Pats go back
to one of those weird... Remember, the year is the season, but yeah, the Super Bowl is usually played the following January.
Raiders-Bucks?
Raiders-Bucks. Okay. Do you remember the MVP of that Super Bowl?
It's a random defensive player for Tampa.
Correct.
Can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Starts with a D.
D. That dude.
Dexter.
Dexter, not Lawrence.
You were going to say Laboratories. Was... You're thinking the cartoon.
You're going to say it, and it's going to drive me nuts.
Michael.
Dexter Jordan. Lawrence?
Michael, the other famous Michael. There's a lot of Michaels out
Phelps?
There.
Phelps?
What?
Jackson.
Dexter Jackson, thank you. You made me ee-hee. Dexter Jackson was the MVP of that Super Bowl. They blew out the Raiders. We all remember it. Gruden knew the plays, all that, right?
Yes.
How about this? The best day of your life, you've reached the pinnacle of your sport or your profession. Dwight Smith was a starting defensive back for the Tampa Bay Buck defense that year. You may not remember this because if you were like me, you probably started playing street basketball midway through the end of the third quarter because that game was a blowout and never close. Dwight Smith had two pick sixes in this game.
In the game?
In the game. He just sat down with ESPN and he basically did an interview and admitted, I had two touchdowns in that game. I was robbed of being MVP. He says he was walking with Warren Sapp. The game was over.
Uh-huh.
He was walking with Warren Sapp. He got a pick six at the very end of the game. It was well in hand, but he's like, I'm not going to not run it in. It's Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl.
He said, Warren Sapp put his arm around me, and they were chanting MVP, MVP, and Warren Sapp was pointing down at my head.
Mm.
And then they said, Dexter Jackson. And I got to admit, I was pissed. And I thought that was a fascinating admission of like, you won the Super Bowl, you had two pick sixes.
The honesty.
I think he's the only guy in NFL Super Bowl history to have two pick sixes in a game.
Let me see.
I'll go verify that. But doing an interview 24 years after the case and admitting you are still upset by the fact that you were not named the MVP after winning the championship.
He's the only one.
It's a fascinating thing to admit so long after, and he did a sit-down with ESPN, and just, I don't know why, but I was like, I don't know if I'd ever hold on to something quite that long. I won the Super Bowl, I had two pick sixes. I had a good career. I won the championship.
I love the honesty because you know, or at least I know for me personally, if I was in that spot, I would feel the exact same way. Being named Super Bowl MVP that's an iconic thing. Like that lives forever. You get a trophy involved with it. Your name goes down in history with the game in a way that it doesn't if you just simply win the Super Bowl. And to be the only guy to ever do something in the Super Bowl and to not win the MVP of the game. Now, what were Dexter Jackson's like? He had a pick six too, right? Or did he just have a normal interception?
Because
I don't remember either of Dwight Smith's picks in that game.
He had two of the five.
Oh, they threw five picks in the game?
But they only scored 3 points after Dexter Jackson's two picks.
And Dwight Smith ran
them
both
back. Touchdowns off of them.
Yeah, is the argument that it was a garbage time touchdown, so only count one. But even if it's only one, that's still a pick six is still better than zero pick sixes. It's hilarious, and I love the honesty. Reminds me of the Carson Wentz stuff that we talked about years ago when his team won the Super Bowl. That a little part of him inside broke when that happened because I was supposed to be the guy that did it.
Thank you.
Somebody else did it. Now he has a statue in front of my stadium. He's the hero for this fan base. Like, you should have won the MVP.
That is great show synergy because I put on my show notes and never brought it up. He also did an interview and he was asked if you could trade places with anybody, who would you trade places with? And he literally said, Nick Foles in the Super Bowl, and he started laughing, and you could tell that
Carson Wentz did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was his championship. He was the MVP, and they were the best team in the NFL, and he got hurt, and his backup won the Super Bowl. And he has He has a statue out front of the stadium.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know if I'd have that feeling.
I won
the Super Bowl. I had two pick sixes.
I mean, you're feeling great.
That's enough is being said.
I'm not saying you're not feeling great. You're feeling good. But
he's not begrudging Dexter Jackson. He's just like, I should have been the MVP.
It's the voters. It makes you
24
wonder.
24 years ago, man.
Was the game so in hand that maybe, I don't remember how late the second pick six was.
City, dude.
Maybe people had already turned in their MVP votes.
It was 41-21, I think, when he got that pick six.
And that made it 48-21.
Yeah.
So maybe people had already turned in their ballots and they were like, oh, damn it, that guy. I just got enough, like, assuming that the game is over and they're just going to run out the clock and he got a pick six at the very end of the game.
Well, I mean, like, how can you gauge in a blowout Super Bowl? I've always found very difficult. How can you gauge what the MVP is?
This was kind of hard
Seahawks
for Seattle,
right? When Malcolm Smith won the MVP of the Denver game.
Even last year, I would argue, their defense was the MVP of the game, but you can't give it to an entire not that Kenneth Walker wasn't good, but their defense was the story of the game.
I almost just asked who was, and then I remembered it was Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker.
But the defense
dominated the game.
Yeah.
They won the game.
But who would you have given it to on the defense?
That's the hard part. Like, in games like this, at least, or the one, 2014 or whatever the other Super Bowl was, you at least had a pick six in that. Like, there was a defensive touchdown that was scored in the game. So it made it a little bit easier. To my knowledge, they didn't have a defensive touchdown last year, did they? They'd had a bunch of turnovers and a bunch of dominant plays, but I don't believe they had a
defense.
In the Super Bowl last year. And so that makes it a little bit harder, to your point of who do you give. I wish they could just give it to
an entire group. Yeah, because I think their fumble recovery didn't get ran in.
No, they had turnovers, but yeah, I don't think any of them were actually scored as
touchdowns. I think Owosu had the fumble recovery, but I don't think he ran it in.
I believe you are correct there.
God, now I'm curious. Hold on.
Maybe he did. I don't remember. If that's the case, then it should have gone to a defensive player. Because again, Kenneth Walker was great, but their defense was dominant. And it was like New England couldn't get a first down in that game. they would have won that game without Kenneth Walker.
Owosu had a touchdown.
He had a touchdown in the game.
He scooped and scored. Yeah.
I don't
45
know.
45 yards.
They clearly have better team camaraderie than maybe the early 2000s Bucks did, because I don't see that being a problem for them.
I don't think it's a camaraderie problem. I think it's just a guy doing an interview willing to tell you that 20 plus years later, I'm still upset that's not me.
Yeah, should have that trophy on my mantle, and I don't have it.
I love the honesty. I'd also like personally say, hey, move on. You're okay. You had a good career.
Get over it.
You made millions.
You little beast.
You're still in the history books. Does it change anything?
It's funny, though, and I wouldn't have remembered his name because I didn't remember Dexter Jackson's name, and I gave you Dexter Phelps. But Dwight Smith is not a name that I remember from that team.
He ended up signing a multi-million-dollar deal with the Lions the next year.
And had he won the MVP? Again, I wouldn't remember it, but
you
name
remember
is,
Dexter's.
The name is more memorable, though.
Maybe.
Little bit more, because you said Dexter, and I'm like, now I can picture it. I know who you're talking about. His name is more memorable if he's the MVP.
Loaded second hour. Let's open up the cafe, Day Dirt and Sprague. We roll on with the dirty pool as well. 105.1, The Fan.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.